Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is and wherever you are on this amazing day. Welcome to Coffee and Christ. This is Robert Bolden, Life Transforming. I'm coming to you live from Odds Cafe here in West Haywood Road in Asheville, North Carolina. If you ever get over this way, come check it out. Audrey's got an amazing place here. They've got everything. Feel at home here. Having an amazing latte. So good. Those of you who are new to the podcast, thank you for joining. Tell you a little bit about it. It's totally spontaneous. This is my weekly share of the daily process that has literally transformed my life over the past several years. I don't even know how many years it's been now, but it's been amazing. So my hope with this podcast is that you take something from this. Maybe it's one word, one sentence, one concept, one thought, and it's totally spontaneous. There's nothing rehearsed about it. So you will get exactly, you'll see my reactions. I'm taking notes in my journal as I go. So I just think it's a great way to experience what someone else is experiencing. And maybe if you're here, it is for a reason. That the Holy Spirit wants you to get some of the same messaging that I'm getting. Psalm 27:4. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord, and to seek Him in His temple. So beautiful. So the top of this, one thing I ask from the Lord, and this only do I seek. You know, that's a good thought about this. If that is the only thing I seek, if there's one thing, it's almost like you get a wish. Okay, what if I got a wish? There's one thing you get. Make a wish, Robert. And I said, well, the one thing is that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. And I think that that is something that is accessible to everybody. We all have that opportunity. And the last part of that, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple. It's, so think about it. If you think of the best house to grow up in, where you're loved, you're cared for, you're known, you're appreciated, all those things. And you just are so grateful all the time for this house, by me, by you, to actually make that choice to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. And how do you know if you're dwelling in the house of the Lord? Well, I think your life will not surprise you as much. You won't be riding the waves of the ups and downs as much. You will be full of joy more. You will have peace. You won't be hurrying around. All these things are indications, I think, that you're dwelling in the house of the Lord. So I try to keep things simple. If I catch myself rushing or worrying, or man, I can't remember the last time I worried. If you catch yourself doing any of those things, then know that you're not dwelling in the house of the Lord. It's right there at the door, right over there. You can just jump right in. And you can hop right in that house. Open the door is unlocked. You go over there and get in that house at any point in any time. So that's what I love about this verse. That's how it's hitting. So again, it's the awareness of continuing to seek the house of the Lord. Continuing to seek to dwell in the house of the Lord. It's an everyday thing. Sometimes it's a minute-to-minute thing. All right, so good. Let's go to the plan. See what we have here. Empowerment. This should be good. In Acts 1:8, right as Jesus was about to go up heaven after his resurrection, he leaves the disciples with these last words: "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Jesus' words in this passage teach us that when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, he not only gives us power, but empowers us to do what he's called us to do. So we are, I agree with that, empowered to do what he calls us to do. So it's one thing to get the power, to get the Holy Spirit, that's cool. But then it's another thing to do something with it. So Jesus is empowering us to do something with it. The word power here is translated from dunamis, which means a miraculous power, a mighty, wonderful work, ability, and strength. When the Holy Spirit comes on us with his power, it's to empower us for a wonderful work. Power for performing miracles. Boom, get that? Miracle. What else do we have the power to do? And I know the thinkers and the skeptics may say, well, miracles, come on now, it's a little bit far-fetched. But if you believe it, and it says it, and the word is truth, why not believe it? Why not live into it? Why not live your life in that way? That you do have the power to do miraculous things. This was true for the prophets throughout the Old Testament, like Micah, who was filled with power from the Spirit of God to boldly declare Israel's sin and rebel. The same thing happened to Peter in Acts 4:8, as he proclaimed Jesus as the Messiah to the Sanhedrin, the Jewish council, after being empowered by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit desires to do the same thing with us today, to empower us in the dunamis, to fulfill the miracle work he has called us to complete. Beautiful. In Luke 24:49, somehow I think we're going to write this one down. 24:49. Jesus describes the Holy Spirit coming upon us like being clothed with power from on with power. You know, here's the thing. Why is it that, and I'm saying that purposely, why do I let people on occasion trust it? If I'm clothed with power from on high, and if I'm truly living into that power, I'm not going to let people frustrate me. It just makes no sense when I step back. It's the MPA. Thank you, Caroline Lee. When you step back from yourself and just look at a situation from afar, you can see those things. So that is so powerful. Clothed with power from on high. Let's make it a note there. See, that really struck me as something amazing. Okay, let's see what he says now. You can choose to remain clothed, or you can choose to take off his clothes. Oh my gosh. You know, that's just what I was talking about. You see how the Holy Spirit works? Talking about letting people annoy me. Well, when I let people annoy me, it's because I've chosen to take his power off. I've chosen to, choosing to live in my power, in my awareness, in my thoughts. As a human, that is not where we want to be. Ah, that is. See, that right there is powerful. If you don't take anything else from this than that, and that is amazingly powerful. This implies that we have a choice of whether or not we do what the Holy Spirit is telling us to do when He comes. Yes, we have a choice. When He comes. So that's so cool. Because I know I can think of situations every day in my life where I feel the Holy Spirit influence. And I do. I can choose whether to act on it or not. I can choose whether to move forward in the Holy Spirit's power and inspiration and nudgings. You know, when I ordered the coffee today, you know, I was in there yesterday and I got a cappuccino. Today I got a latte. So the lady, whose name I found out is Jules, she said, oh, she made an observation. She said, how do you determine whether you're going to do a cappuccino or a latte? And I just said, well, it really depends on whether I think I'm going to hang out for a while or if I'm kind of going to be in and out. It's going to be a shorter visit. She goes, oh, that makes sense. And I said, yeah, you know what? And this is Holy Spirit. I said, I try to keep things simple. She goes, oh, that's so good. Got to keep it simple. I said, yeah, I don't want to be in my own head. Simpler, better. And we had a great little interaction. And that's how I learned it. There were smiles, right? That's Holy Spirit influence right there. It's just acting in those little moments and engaging. Like if I look around the coffee shop right now, everybody's working like I am. They're doing something. There's a couple of people having conversations. Some people are waiting on stuff and they're on their phone again. But it's like to be a light in whatever environment that you're in. That's, I think, the call that Jesus has for all of us, that the Holy Spirit is prompting in all of us. When you get that burning sensation in your heart to speak up, you let that moment pass through you, you speak. You speak boldly and declare what God is saying to you. I'm a speak boldly person. Although I have been working on quick to listen, slow to speak. So it's kind of a dance that you have to play, I think, with God and the Holy Spirit on us. And being able to decipher what's your emotion, like I said earlier, if I'm letting somebody irritate me, what is coming from me and what is truly coming from the Holy Spirit. It just takes a lot of practice and awareness and being in the Word every day and observation. Just look at my life and I try to keep it simple. I'm choosing to believe the truth, the Word. I'm choosing to think that, yes, what Jesus came to do is teach us how to live in the kingdom. Jesus came to teach us how to be reborn, to live a life of abundance here on earth. Abundance doesn't mean money and all that stuff. It's got nothing to do with that. Joy overflowing. You know, that's the kind of life that He wants for all of us. So just make the choice and start investing in practices like I'm sharing with you today. Start investing, right? All these podcasts, have done hundreds of these podcasts over the years. If one person ups their relationship with Jesus as a result, not direct result of my podcast, but if they, you know, if it's like, dang, that dude is on there every Thursday. Rain or shine, he's on there every Thursday. Wow, there's something to that. There's got to be something to that. If somebody is doing something repeatedly, it must be benefiting them somehow. That's a good point. It's serving me to talk about being a Word every day. Get these new insights. Okay, here we go. We can ask the Holy Spirit to come in us with His power, but if we don't respond in confidence and boldness, what was the point in the first place? Yes, that's good. So you must respond confidence and boldness. I agree with that. And it is true. It's kind of this apathy thing that I've noticed a lot of places as I go and traverse around. People need to be bold and confident and not worry about what other people think. It's not about what other people think. But spirit is upon you. You just act. You do it. The only limit placed on the infilling of Holy Spirit's power is whether or not we yield to it and obey what He's calling us to do. That is the only limit. It's obedience. Comes back to obedience. And here's the prayer. Holy Spirit, highlight any areas of delay, hesitation, or resistance in my obedience to you. When you come in power, teach me how to obey quickly and move in boldness. Make my flesh and soul line up with the will of God. Holy Spirit, come in power in my life. Empower me to move in miracle working power. As you choose. I love you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Ooh. Boom. Beautiful. You know, that's it. That's it. Surround yourself. First of all, do the work yourself in terms of welcoming the empowerment of the Holy Spirit and being able to act in bold confidence. And what works for me is practice being in a community with other people who are doing the same thing. Oh, how encouraging. Because I think it just armors you up to go into the world and do what you're called to do. It gives you more of that confidence. That's not that you need it from other people, but you need it to get out of your own head and to step into that power of the Holy Spirit. So that'll wrap us up for today. Thank you so much for joining me. Robert Bolden, Life Transform. We've got a challenge coming up next week on Monday. The link will be in the show notes. Make sure you register for the challenge. It's completely free. Your first model. It's the Hope to Purpose Challenge. You're going to get hope, purpose, vision. If you don't have it already, this will be, if you participate in our challenge, I can guarantee you, you're going to have the best year ever coming up. All right, y'all. Take care.